It is a privilege to be together to worship the King collectively. What does it mean to worship this morning, to come into God's presence? I was blessed by Brian's message last week of coming into his presence, and he noted that collective worship is that which ushers us into God's presence, and also that in God's presence we both see ourselves as we really are, and it's also where we come to rest. Both of those happen collectively there. And that duality is something we see often in Scripture. Over and over again, we see the greatness of God as creator, as the Almighty God, displayed right alongside evidence of God's heart for his creation, of his desire to bring rest and healing to each one of us. I invite you to turn to Revelation chapter 1 this morning. Revelation chapter 1, I'll be reading verses 10 through 18. Revelation 1, 10 through 18. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice, like a trumpet, saying, "Write in a book what you see, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamum, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea." Then I turned to see what voice it was that spoke to me. And on turning, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the lampstands, I saw one like the Son of Man, clothed with a long robe and with a golden sash across his chest. His head and his hair were white as white wool, white as snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, refined as in a furnace. His voice was like the sound of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and from his mouth came a sharp, two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining with full force. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he placed his right hand on me, saying, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. I was dead, and see, I am alive forever and ever, and I have the keys of death and of Hades." John is in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and he is confronted with who Jesus really is. And this is John the Apostle, who lived with Jesus on this earth, who had served him faithfully and was even now in banishment on the Isle of Patmos for his faith. He sees Jesus in all his glory, his holiness, his righteousness, and he gives a vivid picture here. You see his... He says his face and his hair were as white as snow. And later it says his face was like the sun shining in full force. His eyes were like flame of fire. And his feet were like burnished bronze in the fire. You picture metal that's just been in the fire and it's red hot. His voice was like the sound of many waters. And from his mouth came a sharp, two-edged sword. And John sees this. He's been serving God for many, many years. But he also, when he sees him, he falls at his feet as though dead. And I think that's what all of us would do in a similar situation. And I think that's one of the opportunities we have Sunday mornings, to come together and to come to Jesus' presence and allow our lives to be evaluated by his Spirit. So I invite us all to look into the face of Jesus this morning and see who he really is. But secondly, I also note Jesus' response when John falls at his feet as dead. He says, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. I was dead, and see, I am alive forevermore." I think he's reminding him, he says he's the first and the last. He's eternal, and he reminds him that he is the one who died for him. "I've taken care of your sins. I have redeemed you. And yet I am alive forever and ever. I rose again, and I will never die again. I am living forever." He reminds John of who he is for him. "I have fully provided for you." What a rest, what a joy, what love when we experience that from our Father. So I think this time together this morning is in a lot of ways an opportunity to see ourselves, who we really are, in the face of Jesus Christ, but also a wonderful opportunity to gaze on the grace of God for my sins, for my brokenness. And I've often come to this service Sunday mornings with a sense of my need, just especially aware of where I've failed to live life to the glory of God. And time and time again, he has met me here and brought healing, brought that sense of his grace and the healing and the motivation to live for him. I would like to read quickly a few verses from Isaiah 40 that are just kind of a similar comparison. Isaiah 40, verses 10 to 12, and 28 and 29, and then we'll follow that with a responsive reading. 40, 10 to 12, 28 and 29. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and marked off the heavens with a span, and closed the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, and the hills in a balance? Verse 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Just note again that the contrast, the Almighty God, but he gives strength to the powerless. He is the one who comes with might. He is righteous and just, but he is also feeds his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them. He gently leads the mother sheep. And then as just like to move from that into just a time of praise and worship as we see Jesus in this way. And first, I'd like to do a responsive reading of Revelation 5, if we could have that on the screen. And I'll let you join in reading unanimously the parts in bold. They sing a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slaughtered, and by your blood you ransomed for God saints in every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests, serving our God, and they will reign on the earth. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels surrounding the throne and the living creatures and the elders. They numbered myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, singing with full voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slaughtered to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them singing, "To the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever. Amen." I'm so thankful that he is worthy and thankful that we get to worship him this morning. I would like yet to sing song number 187, "Come Let Us Sing the Song of Songs." And I think we'll just use that as our prayer as well.